Good morning, everyone.
How you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing all right, thank you. As most of you know, I've recently just come back from doing a discipleship training school with Youth with a Mission in South Africa. Of the two countries I visited during the mission, Thailand and Laos, I'm going to share a short testimony of what happened in Laos. I went on a trip to Khon Si Waterfall in Lung Prabang. This requires a walk up a hill, following a small river back upstream. At the number of small waterfalls was a magnificent waterfall about 200 meters tall. As I crossed the bridge, two paths emerged. One going up a steep hill, and another one went down into the jungle. But there were no signposts to indicate where they would go. Turning left up the steep hill, covered with slippery moss, I began my ascent. I gave myself about half an hour to climb before I turned around, for we only had an hour left before we went back. Around 20 minutes climb, I reached a flat level. Encouraged, I kept climbing, bumping into an English tourist. About 30 minutes, and I reached a fantastic view. I love scenery, and so making up there with such an amazing view definitely made the trip worthwhile. Like the waterfall story, I believe that God wants us to try the path that's in front of us. Not to back down because it looks too difficult, but to press on and trust God. It could lead to something way beyond you could ever imagine. Before we start, I'd like to pray. Father, Lord, I pray you open our hearts. You open our eyes to see what you would like us to see. Lord Jesus, for this week ahead, Lord, I pray you prepare our hearts for the challenges and trials that are ahead, but also equip us, Lord, and enable us to push forward, Lord, in all you have for us. Amen. This week, we're going to look at the book of Joshua and look at God's promises for Joshua and for us. Let's look at Joshua chapter 1, verse 2. Now that my disciple is dead, you are the new leader of Israel. Lead my people across the Jordan River into the promised land. Another time, during my first week in Laos, on a Sunday morning, I cycled to a church meeting in the jungle, away from the city. In Laos, it's illegal in some places to meet as Christians, so it was a meeting held in secrecy. The meeting was quite small, and only a few of our group went. The church was not far from the road, but generally there were a few vehicles driving past. However, about 20 to 30 minutes, I peered through the gap in the door and saw a police car driving past. Then I became nervous of the thought of being arrested or deported from the country. Thankfully, it drove on and did not turn back. Like Joshua had to depend on God, I too really need to depend on him, like in this particular time. I believe that God wants to help us in our situations when they're tough to rely on him. Moving on to Joshua, verse 6. Be strong and brave, for you will be a successful leader of my people, and they will conquer the land that I promised to their ancestors. Be strong and brave. This is the key direction God gives to Joshua. During my time in Thailand, my first night's sleep there, I exhausted from 2 days of travel, being somewhere new and in a new climate, took off my bags and my shoes, ready to roll in bed. But just to be on the safe side, I had a quick check around my room. Under the bed? Fine. Under the table? Good. And a quick check behind the curtains. Unfortunately, the last curtain had a surprise. Whoa, whoa, whoa! I shouted as a tarantula the size of my hand was clinging to the wall above my bed. We both got such a fright that I jumped back in shock and the spider darted for my thatched roof ceiling, only to be followed by the squeals of the guys next door when the tarantula headed for their room. Then I climbed into bed, knowing that there was a spider, possibly poisonous, somewhere in my room. That night, instead of worrying, I prayed a lot. I went to sleep. We all face situations that are tough, but I'm quite surprised that we can often overcome these obstacles, even when they seem impossible or too much effort to overcome. As we read in verse 6, God gives Joshua a promise that God's people would inherit the land. But it came with an action: be strong and brave. God gives us a promise, reassurance, confirmation, or so on. It's something where we need to do the most that we can do, and when we cannot do any more, allow God to take over the impossible. Finally, we read in verse 7 to verse 8, God gives a promise. You need to be strong and courageous, and to carefully obey God's word, and then you will be successful in all you do. During my first months in South Africa, on one of the lecture weeks I had, I was put to the challenge of what a speaker asked, and it gave me a new perspective on God's word and the importance of the Bible. The lecturer challenged all of us to learn some scriptures in 15 minutes, which was really hard, because apart from the Carrity Wood memory verses, I haven't had much practice. After that, I went back and learned some more, and since then I've been trying to learn new ones. My first one I tried to learn in 15 minutes was something I was reading that day in Mark 11, verse 23 to 24, which Jesus teaches. I tell you the truth, if anyone says to this mountain, go throw yourself in the sea, and does not doubt in his heart but believes, what he said would happen will be done for him. Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe you've already received it, and it will be given to you. When the enemy attacks us, use scriptures that we've learned, even from Carrity Wood, to defend ourselves against the enemy. In Luke 4, verse 2, when Jesus was in the desert, he was tempted for 40 days and 40 nights. He too referred to scripture and God's promises for him, and we can too. So now to finish, I want to encourage all of us to try our best to depend on God as much as we can and to cling on to God's promises for us to do so. Yeah, let's now stand. Yes, Lord Jesus. Lord, allow us to hold on to your promises. Lord, no matter what the trials face of the week, of the day ahead, of the afternoon, Lord, let us hold on to your promises. You promise never to leave us nor forsake us. Lord Jesus, your promises are true for us. Lord, let us live through your promises and not be afraid to declare them over ourselves. Thank you, Jesus. Your love never fails and never gives up.
Welcome to New Life. If you're visiting, if you're new, welcome to our time together. I know it's holiday time. Unfortunately, the weather seems to be turning, and the rain coming in for the Atlantic is about to hit us with the next few hours. So unfortunately, we're not going to be having a picnic today. I'm sorry about that. Bit of a washout, I'm afraid, is forecast. But never mind, because tonight we're coming to Chalk Farm Baptist Church for Aaron's baptism. Aaron, stand up, please. Yay, fantastic. Aaron's getting baptised. Aaron's got a great story, a really remarkable story of what God has done in his life. And so come along, it's at 7 o'clock. Come along at 7 o'clock to Chalk Farm Baptist Church. The map of where to get is in your information sheet. So there's a map there of how to get there. It's near Chalk Farm Tube Station. And we have some food. We're going to share some food together to start with in the evening. And then we're going to have a celebrate with Aaron as he gets baptized. Looking forward to a really special time, really amazing time tonight, 7 o'clock at Chalk Farm Baptist Church. Next Sunday, we've got our pattern of, we have our worship time, and the children are going to go out to the different classes. And then afterwards, we are going to celebrate and have lunch together here. So after the morning meeting, next Sunday, we're going to share church lunch here in the hall. So please bring either a main course or a dessert to share. What do you cook best? What's your absolute? Are you good? Can you good cook a good chili con carne? Yes, I see a few eyebrows over there. What about a good pavlova? Yes, I see a good pavlova over there. What can you cook that's really your special thing? Bring it along and share it next week. And we're going to have a celebration, a wonderful celebration. Not just enjoy the meeting, but enjoy fellowship together afterwards. So that's next Sunday, a very special time. Now, we're building up to a very special event. The 20th of September, we're going to have an international service. It's going to be a celebration of all things international, a celebration of international food, international culture, international costume. And we're going to be just really celebrating. It's going to be one... It's going to be a real celebration, a real fun time. It's also going to be a great time to invite those who are friends who aren't Christians, because it will be a very accessible, easy service for people to enjoy, and people to maybe who have never been to church before to come and get a taster of God's people together. And so we'll be having some fun together, and then we'll be following with some food here in North. That's on the 20th of September. The leaflets are on the information point, and over the next couple of weeks we'll be building up to that and hearing a little bit more about it. But just a sort of date for the diary, as it were. Oh, amen. I wonder if you could grab a seat, please, for a moment. There's so much in that story of Joshua, so many different aspects in that story of Joshua. And Matthew's just going to share an encouragement with us, one aspect.
Good morning. Well, before I'm going to talk about Joshua, I'd like to talk to you about Bear Grylls, someone very close to my heart. Now, in Bear Grylls' latest show, Breaking Point, each episode he takes two people with a serious phobia or personal obstacle to overcome and helps them face their fears. These fears range from fears that many of us share, such as of rats and of spiders and of insects, to more bizarre fears, like the fear of food, or the fear of water, or of trees, or wind. He pushes people to their limits to get rid of their fears. One example which made me shudder was when one man with a fear of spiders allowed 8 of the world's largest tarantulas to crawl freely over his body. Here's a short clip of this man facing this challenge. If you're scared of spiders, please feel free to look away.
What are the words?
Calm and controlled.
Calm and controlled.
If he can't stay calm now, he'll not only get bitten, he'll go right back to square one.
As long as you don't move, they're not going to do anything. Good man. It's fine.
Good while you. You're doing great, brother. Don't.
Stay there. Remember what I said. Even if he goes, he's fine. He's very happy. He's just having a wonder.
Wow.
Okay.
That is good.
It's very good. He's fine. He's fine there. Run. 4. Good. We're on seven. It's fine. We leave him there. It's fine. He's very happy. It's fine. It's fine. He's going to crawl right over the top of you, good man, and then he'll be off. Calm, controlled. Very good. Good man.
You're doing well, brother. It's amazing.
And we're on 8.
It is amazing.
Get off my...
It's fine.
Hair.
Fine. You don't mind. It's fine.
Well done.
It's fine. He's coming off. That's 1 off. That's 2 off. That's 3 off. As this last spider goes, this is you saying goodbye to your fear.
I hope that was okay. In his shows, Bear tells the fear-filled volunteers... In his shows, Bear Grylls tells the fear-filled volunteers what they need to do to break their fears. As the viewer, it's obvious that everything Bear tells them will greatly help them in
breaking their fears, but so often the volunteers refuse and so they get nowhere. Today, we're looking at the story of Joshua taking over the role of Moses and leading God's people into the promised land. This was a big job for Joshua, who was only Moses' assistant. But now Moses was dead. He had to step up to the responsibility of leading around 2 to 3 million people, naturally feeling more than a little afraid. So God told Joshua in Joshua 1 verses 7 to be strong and very courageous. God commanded, be strong. So the amount of strength that we wield is actually at our disposal. You know, we have our hands on the tap. We can choose to open the tap and let the seemingly endless supply of water gush in, or we can choose to close the tap until a mere dribble reaches us. Bear Grylls also tells his volunteers that they need strength and courage, because standing up to fear takes courage. But if they do it, their lives will be changed forever. Bear's volunteers have a choice. They decide whether they confront their fears or not. Like the man who let Bear put 8 tarantulas on his chest. He could have said no, but because he didn't, I can guarantee he is no longer afraid of garden spiders. Joshua won many great victories because he was courageous and did what God told him. Our world is full of fear and weakness, people giving in to whatever they want to do. But God has told us we need to be strong. This means resisting temptation, saying no to jealousy, loving those who annoy us, and choosing to be thankful when we could complain. To me, this is an impossible ask, though. But that is why God didn't finish there. In Joshua 1 verse 9, God says to Joshua, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid, do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. And that is why we can be strong and very courageous in all we do this next year. It is because the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. I want to encourage you today that whatever troubles you face, God can help you through it. However, I have learned through my own errors that God just doesn't want me to just sit back and let him do everything. He wants me to choose him over whatever struggle I'm facing. He wants me to be the one to take that first step, encourage, you know, the first step away from whatever is wrong. And once I've done that, he helps me take the rest of the steps in the right direction. I have found that that first step takes strength. Strength to say no to whatever I'm facing, and also requires courage. Courage to trust God that he will be there to help me the rest of the way. Let's pray. Father, we just ask that you would help us, Father, when we face these trials and these struggles and these temptations, Father, just to turn away, Father, take that first step towards you, Father, and welcome you into whatever the situation is, whether it's annoying people or anything, Father. We ask that you would give us courage and strength, Father, to stand firm in you, Father. And we see people alone, Father, we would have your courage and strength within us, Father, to go and love them, Father, love others, Lord. And we ask that when we leave this place today, Father, we would know that you have put this courage and strength within us, that we would not be afraid to summon it, Father, that we would not be afraid to choose that courage, Father, to take up, you know, our sword, Father, and follow you, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Thanks, man. Fantastic. Let's stand together. Let's stand together. We're going to celebrate. We're going to enjoy God. And we're going to sing a Zulu song. So you're going to learn some Zulu today. If you don't know any Zulu, here's some Zulu. And it's a song that David brought back from South Africa when he was there. And so we're going to take an offering too. If you're a visitor, please, there's no obligation to give. There's opportunity this morning. If you'd like to, as we sing and celebrate, we've got our offering basket here. Then we can give our offerings as we sing.
We should pray for the worship team. Does anybody think that we're not in the end times? Does anybody think that it takes courage and strength to lead the revival at the end time? I'm supposed to do it, but I know also that the young generation are going to have to do some heavy work in this dark world, it is dark out there. Thankfully, the light is getting lighter. We're going to see so many miracles, so much revival. I can't get away from the fact that we should pray for the worship team today. So I would like the worship team, well, you could stay where you are. We might get tangled up in leads and stuff, though. If the worship team could just come up and stand here, and if you who feel an urge and a want to pray for them, just go up to any of them. They may say something, they may not. Everybody's got some needs, some wants. So worship team, go up and stand there and just be strong and courageous and go up and speak into their lives. Let the prophecies flow, words of knowledge and wisdom. Pray for them. The gift of faith, how about that?
Let's stand, shall we? Phil, can you put a bit of background music on for us, please? If you feel you'd like to come and pray, then just come. It doesn't have to be a big, long prayer. Just come and put your hand on one and pray. It would be absolutely fantastic, okay?
And Paul, you're going to...
I will.